Long to discuss the month of Elul, so then it's not what I was planning for tonight. But if you want, we'll mention a few thoughts. Question number one for you: when was the world created? Which month? Who knows? Elul. Thank you. Who said Elul? Correct. And Tishrei Men was created on the first of Tishrei. When we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, so in Rosh Hashanah Men was created. But in Elul, really, it's the inauguration of the world. What is the zodiac of the month of Elul?
Tula.
What is Tula, virgin? Ordinarily in life, virginity is once finished. After that, goodbye. Not in Torah life. We are given another chance to start fresh and pure. So we have the month of Elul. The month of Elul is that connector. Rav Kook writes, and it's not his idea, it's really an idea that he quotes from the Pre-Megadim, one of the commentaries on the Codex on the Shulchan Aruch. Who remembers where you heard about the Prim Gadim tonight? Tonight the Prim Gadim was mentioned. He was listening. He was the Chavruta of who? Of the Rav Levi Yitzchak Meberdichov. So, we have this idea, which if you guys have been paying attention, you mention this idea every Friday night. We call it Rosh Hashanah, right? What does the word Rosh mean? Okay, so let's take a Mishnah which you say every Friday night in Bamei Madlikin. The Mishnah says you put the head of the wick into oil, right? The Mishnah says if you have a lamp over here, you may not extend its wick, the head of the wick, into the other vessel with oil, because then you might come to take out of that oil, and then you might actually do an action which is constitutes putting out a fire on Shabbos. Now let me ask you, if I describe to you a wick that has a fire on one end and the other end is going into oil, which end would you call the head?
The one that's on fire,
right? Everyone thinks that, right? What we see from this Mishnah is that the word head in Hebrew does not mean what it means in English. The word Rosh means extremity. It does not necessarily mean head. And when we say Rosh Hashanah, what we're really describing is where two extremities meet. We are describing the conclusion of one year, the beginning of the next year. And much of the themes of this month of Elul involve both points. The idea that I'm finishing and I'm starting. I'm being judged on the past, I'm being judged on the future. It's the meeting point of 2 years. We begin the year with Yom Kippur. We begin the year with the capacity to cleanse, and we begin even before that. We start 40 days earlier. We blow shofar and we say, hey, wake up. Right? You guys, they blow shofar at Machon, right? Yeah? Okay. I have to take your word for it. I don't make it for the morning prayer, unfortunately.
In the Machon.
In the Machon, obviously. Uh-huh. Yeah. You shocked me. Okay. So we enter this month where we're given the opportunity to look back, look forward, and we're on a springboard. We have the responsibility, the capacity, and the responsibility to grow. How are we going to do that? So Rav Listman set a point tonight in the name of Rav Kook. I didn't know Rav Kook says this. I heard this from Rabbi Bluth, the Chief Justice of a court out in Williamsburg, a Jewish court in Williamsburg. He introduced us to the month of Elul with the following idea. He said, whenever we speak about change, so we often look back and say, oh, I'm so sad about the past. He said, I say, look forward and think about how am I going to make the future better. And as you make the future better, you'll be able to look back and make the past better. And that's an idea we saw in Hasidut. There's a concept that it says, sur mirava say tov, shift away from bad and do good. And in Hasidut, they say, shift away from bad through doing good. You do positive, and through that, you will ultimately shift away from the negative. So we're beginning a month where Hashem is standing right here, waiting, saying, hey, I want you to do right. I'm going to help you do right. And we've been learning in the Tomer Dvorah. We started this semester. David Gabler, you remember he was here with us too. David Gabler got us started on that book years ago. Zichrono Livracha. We saw how much Hashem takes pain, so to speak. And Hashem says, it's on me, it's on me. You just get started. You guys know what Confucius said, right? Even the longest journey began with one step. And that's what the concept we learned last night in the Tomer Dvora. Hashem doesn't expect us to do more than that. Start. Get moving. What does it say? Pitchuli petach kepitcho shel machat. You open in your heart the opening of an eye of a needle. Vani yiftach lachem, and I will open for you kepitcho shel ulam. How high was the opening to the ulam? 40 feet high. Have you guys ever seen an entrance 40 feet high? So God says, you open the eye of a needle, I'll open your heart's 40 feet high. The highest entrance there is in the temple. In the temple, there was one entrance that was sky high, 40 feet high, the gates. I don't know how they opened those gates. It must take many Levites to get those gates open. 40 feet. 20 amos, 40 feet.
20 amos, that means also 10 meters.
Yeah.
10 meters.
No, 10 meters.
40 feet.
40 feet.
How many
meters?
20 amos. Yeah.
So 10 meters.
Okay, you guys can do the math.
Three floors high.
Right. Those are huge doors. Hashem says, "You open the eye of a needle, I'll help you get there." Hashem always wants us to take that step. We start, and then Hashem helps us keep moving. So I think that there are many questions pending, and people are still eating. So maybe we'll bench in about 20 minutes. Yeah, after. The Dalia God. He didn't get?
Ah.